What's going on, people? It's your boy Kalichi back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. I hope you listened to that last episode on mid-year reviews. If you haven't checked it out, please go check that thing out. It's one of my longer episodes this year, but it's filled with a lot of dense information about some of the things that we need to do an update on before the year runs out, and just ways to kind of keep track of everything that has happened so far this year and make sure that we're still moving in line towards some of the goals that we may have for ourselves. But today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things to talk about when it comes to money, which is compounded. I love talking about compounding because, as Albert Einstein said, it is the eighth wonder of the world. Those who understand it earn it, and those who do not owe it. And I was thinking about it recently because in my day job, I work as a transmission line design engineer. One of the things that we talk about in transmission is something called Aeolian vibrations. Aeolian vibrations are movement or vibrations caused by very low wind speeds, by very low wind speeds, even wind speeds as low as 1 mile per hour, which is imperceptible to us, where it's just like a breeze basically can cause Aeolian vibration. Now, the interesting things about this Aeolian vibrations is on the surface, it shouldn't be a big deal. Like, what's a big deal about the wire, like a wire being swayed back and forth just at 1 mile an hour? It wouldn't even really move it, right? Or at least that is the thought. That's what you would think, that this should not be an issue. The problem is, this is a very massive issue. For the longest time, when transmission lines were being created, there were always these catastrophic failures. Like, they'll put up these power poles and power lines and things looked good. The design was really good and everything was done very well. But then for some reason, every single time, like over years, they would just notice like where the line is supposed to last for 50 plus years. But for some reason, you just had these catastrophic failures where, like, over time, you just see all these poles just falling on the ground and cables on the ground and all of these things happening. And they couldn't really understand what was going on. And that it took a long time for somebody to finally say, wait a minute, there's something else going on here. And they started studying like how the failure happened, what was the reason for the failures, and they studied it over and over again. And they came to a conclusion about these things called Aeolian vibrations. These low vibrations, these low winds that over time cause massive issues to the structures. Because even though on the first day there's no problem, but over time, as the wire keeps swaying back and forth, as the wire keeps moving back and forth, what happens is that bolts on the wires that connects it to the insulators, that connects it to the pole, over time those bolts can start to break because it's moving back and forth. And every time it moves, the bolts move as well. And every time it moves, the bolts are moving as well. On the insulators, as it's moving back and forth, as the wires keep moving back and forth, those things just start to compound over time, where eventually the bolt is worn out. The bolt can only move so much. The bolt gets worn out. It breaks, and then all of a sudden, you have one structure go down, then another structure, then another structure, then another structure, and you have this cascading effect that you end up with such a massive catastrophic failure. And it came out of a 1 mile per hour wind. It came about because of a 1 mile per hour wind that when you looked at the wire from the ground, you couldn't even see that there was anything wrong with it. That you couldn't even tell that there was a problem going on with that structure or a problem going on with that transmission line. It just looked like there was nothing wrong with it at all. But over time, it compounded and it built on itself and it built on itself and it built on itself until eventually it broke. And this got me thinking about our finances, about the idea of compounding in our finances. Again, we go back to the quote by Albert Einstein, at least it said that he said it, of like, those who understand it earn it, but those who do not owe it. When it comes to the transmission line, by us understanding how this works, we were able to come up with solutions of how to fix it. So now we put these things called dampers on the wire that adds additional weight to the wire that keeps it from swaying so much. We put it on the wire to make sure that over time, regardless of the wind that it faces, there is enough weight that is going to hold the wire down. And all those light little wind blows won't just cause these issues to start on the wire. Where we won't have these massive failures, catastrophic failures over time, because we understood that there was a compounding effect that can take place over time from a light breeze on the wire. But when we did not understand that compounding effect, we had catastrophic failure after catastrophic failure after catastrophic failure. And it's the exact same way when it comes to our finances. If we don't understand how little things over time can add up to cause massive catastrophic failures, we'll always be in an aeolian place. I mean, if we think about it, we think about things like people always putting all their stuff on the credit card and just saying like, yo, I'll worry about it later. You can worry about it later, but it's that snowball is just rolling. The vibrations are picking up. It's just like, yo, I want to go for this Beyonce concert. I'm going to just buy these $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 tickets and I'll worry about paying it off later. So that's the first step. And then it's like, oh, I need a new dress to go for this concert. Put it on the credit card. Oh, we got to eat out when we go for this concert. On the credit card. Uber, credit card. Drinks, credit card. And we just keep swiping. And all we're saying is like, down the road in the future, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to deal with it. It's not that big of a deal. I can pay it over time. But the compounding effect. All of a sudden, the $4,000 you spent on that Beyonce tickets, the $200 you spent on your brand new outfit, the $150 meal that you had that night, the $50 you paid for an Uber to get to from home to the venue and back home, you add all that stuff up. And on the surface, it looks like, oh, I only spent $5,000. But as you're making just the monthly payments, the compounding is building up. All of a sudden, your bill, you look at your balance and it's no longer $5,000. Now it's six. Then it's seven. Then it's eight. Then it's nine. Then it's 10. The compounding effect just keeps going. Or if we look at another way of this, it's the decision of, oh, I'm just going to buy a house because that's what I'm supposed to do at this age, right? Like, this is what I need to do. So we buy a house, but we never consider all the added costs of buying a house. We don't think about, oh, the roof can go bad. The air conditioning can go out. All the little fixes that you got to do when you move into the house. Furnishing the house. We don't think about all these little things that just compound over itself. The HOA that you might have to pay, the taxes that you have to pay, the insurance you got to get on that property. Then you got to take care of the property, mowing the lawn. All these little things that just compound on itself from one decision. One decision. You decided you wanted a house or buying a car. You know what? My car, even though it's still nice and I can get from A to B, but I just need a new car. This thing's too old. It's like, and I can't just get a basic car. I got to get a luxury car. So now your insurance is higher. Now you can't just go to a regular tire shop anymore. You got to take it to a specialized tire shop where they're going to charge you $500 for one tire. Your oil change is going to be different. The way you maintain the car is going to be more expensive. All from one decision, but it compounds on itself. It compounds on itself. Or you hear some financial guy come talk to you about, yo, it's important that you're taking care of yourself. You need to get this financial thing. And he's charging you a 1% fee. And on the surface, it doesn't look like much. But over time, he's going to cost you 30% of your total returns. And so rather than you having $1 million in your bank account, you have $700,000. Because $300,000 went to some financial advisor that's charging you 1% fee. It compounds. It compounds. So the question that we have is, what are some of the little decisions that we are making today? Whether it's saying yes to being a bridesmaid at somebody's wedding, or whether it's saying yes to going on that trip with somebody, or whether it's saying yes to going out to dinner every night, or whether it's saying yes to staying up later and now all of a sudden you can't work out like you want to work out, or because you said yes to a late night party, which you knew you shouldn't have gone to, now you're late for work and it's going to cost you other things. What are the tiny decisions, especially when we look from a financial perspective, what are the tiny decisions that we are making on a regular basis that are compounding and costing us versus what are the decisions that we can make on a regular basis that compounds and actually helps us? For example, when I talked about the transmission structures, it was one decision of putting a damper once. One time. Damper on the wire, boom, problem solved. In your finances, it's the one decision of setting up automatic savings plan, setting up an automatic payoff plan for your credit cards, setting up an automatic payoff card for any debt that you have, setting up an automatic investing plan. It's a decision you have to make once. And all of a sudden, it compounds for your benefit. Again, going back to that Albert Einstein quote, it's so good because he who understands it earns it. He who does not pays it. If you understand just how big a one-time decision you make about where you choose to live, about what you choose to drive, about the clothes you choose to wear, about where you choose to hang out, the places you choose to spend your time, the people you choose to surround yourself with, that's a one-time decision that can compound for a lifetime. For a lifetime. If you have friends who are always trying to do something and go somewhere and you don't have the financial wherewithal to be able to join them in all of those things, it's a one-time decision for you to say, guys, I cannot keep doing all of this stuff all the time. Can we switch it up a little bit? One decision that has a great financial benefit over time. But when we choose to ignore it, when we choose to allow it to sit on the back burner, then it compounds in not the way we want. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is simply this. What will the decisions that I'm making today cost me over time? Will I earn from these decisions or will I have to pay from it? It's a difficult question, but it's one that we have to ask. Every time we are faced with a decision, does this move me towards where I want to be or is this taking me away from where I want to be? And sometimes it may feel small and inconsequential, but in the long run, that one small decision, that one small snowball, that one small flake, tiny snowflake was the thing that finally started the avalanche. So be very mindful. Be very mindful. It takes one decision to completely change your financial trajectory. It takes one decision to completely destroy your financial decision. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all in this episode. I hope y'all learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. And if you did, share this podcast with one person that you love, one person that you hate, and one person you're just kind of like, about. And by that time, you'd have shared it with every single person that you know. But it's been your boy, Kelechi. Thank you all so much for watching. I'm going to catch you all up in the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all. And I'm out. Peace. Whoosh.